Every year, hundreds of fans gather on Fifth Avenue to catch a glimpse of their favorite celebrities walking the carpet at the Met Gala. But while many know it as the Oscars of Fashion, it's also an annual charity event centered around an exhibit honoring fashion's history. It's curated by the Met's Costume Institute. Ahead of the public's access to it tomorrow, Uptown Radio's Christina Makaya takes us into the Met for a sneak peek.
You're hearing the sounds of the hundreds of fans that gathered around the Met this Monday. They came to catch a glimpse of their favorite celebrities celebrating fashion's biggest night of the year, the Met Gala. This year's theme was Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion, and attendees did not disappoint.
Look at her! Zendaya was just one of the many stars in full bloom.
That's TV personality Gayle King. She attended the event on Monday and says it's not just about the celebrities and screaming fans. It's also an important event for the Met's Costume Institute.
It's always fun, the lights, camera, action, see who's coming with who. And
people forget
who's wearing.
In the glitz
You're
and the glitz.
Right, but everybody forgets the main purpose is to raise money for a very important institution for the work that they do.
The cause she's talking about? Preserving a history of clothing. The Met's Costume Institute has been running the gala for nearly 80 years. They're the only self-funded department at the museum, and all proceeds help fund their annual exhibition displaying precious clothing. This year, the gala charged a whopping $75,000 for individual tickets and $350,000 for a table of 10. But the high prices seem to have paid off. The 2024 Met Gala raised a record of more than $26 million. That's four more than last year.
But it sure is fun, and the exhibition was amazing.
Now, what was it like inside?
Yes.
We want to know.
This morning, we found out. At the entrance of the exhibition, far from the Met's crowded galleries and loud, echoey halls, a wall reads, Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion, in bold letters. On display are dozens of delicate gowns that look right out of a fairy tale. And a lot of them have never been seen by the public before. They were just too fragile to exhibit. Until now. The most delicate pieces are displayed lying flat. Those are called Sleeping Beauties. But while exhibition goers will not be able to touch the garments, different smells and sounds in the space help them touch the clothing with their eyes, ears, and noses. From flower dresses made of metal to coats with embroidered flowers and birds, the exhibition is bringing fashion to life, reawakening it through the senses.
It's a smile when you see it.
It's a happy feeling.
Still, many fans of the gala don't know about the exhibition it honors.
Are you going to stop by?
Where is it?
At the Met.
The Costume Institute's new show opens to the public tomorrow, May 10th. Tickets are included with museum admission. Christina Makaya, Uptown Radio News.
Red